I tell you, I live a pretty good life. The toughest part of my life is getting up as early as I do in the morning, being a night owl. Kim is the morning lark. I'm the night owl, but I somehow chose a job that gets me up early, and I love my job. But because of that, something that just kind of, as they say, organically came together last night, I couldn't do what I wanted to do. So my nephew-in-law, Scott Burns, married to my niece, Dr. Jessica Smith Burns, there in Toledo, practicing, well, she's a surgeon there in Toledo. Scott came by to pick up tickets to join us tomorrow night at the Hobnobble Gobble, where I will again be the master of ceremonies, thanks to Tony Michaels and the team. We're excited about that. Now, Scotty and Jessica are going to take their little girls, Vivian and Cece, so we're excited about that. While I'm at the front door and giving Scott his tickets and basically saying hi and goodbye, a car drives up in the driveway, and I go, gee, I'm not expecting anyone. I don't know. It was like after 8 o'clock, and I'm just in the throes of getting my show ready. And if it isn't, Michael Forsyth, the co-owner of Detroit City Distillery. And he appears at my door with a new bottle of their newest Detroit City Distillery work, Honey Bourbon. They also have a very special straight bourbon whiskey that I'll let him tell us about it. But they do such a fine job. These are a bunch of young guys that started this business and are doing very well in the heart of Detroit. And frankly, Michael, that moment screamed for me to say, everybody, come on in. Let's smoke a fine cigar and drink some of this bourbon. But then you saw my struggle saying, but I got to get up in about 4 hours. You know, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it every morning. But did you get into the bourbon last night?
I did not, and I should have, because as I think about it, and Kim mentioned it, you know, honey, bourbon, and tea is a wonderful fixer for the schmutz I have in my throat. And I didn't do it, but I will be doing it today. What a perfect time to pick up some of this Detroit City Distillery honey bourbon. But tell me about this. This is a fabulous story about bees growing on the roof of your distillery.
Yeah, it's super cool. So this is kind of our new holiday tradition. So it's our third year in a row. So we work with this amazing nonprofit organization called Bees in the D. So Bees in the D host beehives on the rooftops all over the city and in Metro Detroit. And their goal is twofold: to educate people about the importance of honeybees and also conserve and build the bee population, right? Which is, you know, it's like the most critical species on the planet to our survival. So, you know, we are home to about 100,000 bees, and they make honey on top of the whiskey factory. And every year we pull the honey out, we put it in a bourbon barrel for about 3 months, and we have to keep rotating bourbon barrels because, you know, the bourbon barrels don't like to hold honey. They like to hold bourbon. But once the honey comes out, we put bourbon back in. And so we get bourbon barrel aged honey, which is spectacular in your hot toddy. So we'll have to get you some of that too. And then we have honey bourbon, which is this like beautiful, subtle, sweet bourbon, you know, that's basically touched flowers from Belle Isle to, you know, all the way, you know, up to Palmer Park. So super cool product, very Detroit, and it helps an amazing organization.
Very Detroit, and a wonderful, relatively new tradition. And I know it's a limited edition bourbon with that honey in it, the Honey Bourbon Reserve. How can people get it and when?
So it goes on sale online, DetroitCityDistillery.com/shop on Black Friday at 8 a.m. So this is one of our bigger releases. We started doing virtual releases during the pandemic, and it actually works out great. So you can fill up on turkey the night before and bourbon. If you do such things and, you know, wake up early and from the comfort of your own bed, purchase some delicious bourbon and then come pick it up the tasting room at your convenience. So pickup starts December 3rd, and we got a bunch of fun festivities planned with the guys at Bees in the D. So virtual release at DetroitCityDistillery.com on Black Friday.
Black Friday, November 26th, starting at 8 a.m. As you mentioned, customers can pick up bottles starting at 4 p.m. Friday, December 3rd, at Detroit City Distillery's Tasting Room at 2462 Ryopel Street, Detroit's Eastern Market. And it'll be fabulous. It'll be fun. And in fact, that weekend, the distillery and Bees in the D will offer honey-themed treats and cocktails. It sounds like a lot of fun. And really, I think the timing is just right, because I am not alone, Michael Forsyth, co-owner of Detroit City Distillery. I'm not alone with this stuff that's going around, that you take lots of different cold remedies, you know, NyQuil, DayQuil, and Alka-Seltzer Plus and whatever. None of it's working. And the only thing I haven't tried is a little bourbon, tea, and honey. And now I've got two of the ingredients I need in one bottle.
Yeah, now, hot toddies are the cure. Absolutely.
I think they will be for me. I'll let you know right away. So how's everything else going with you guys?
Everything else has been fantastic. I mean, you know, we have such an amazing community that surrounds us, like, you know, these folks that are just, you know, obsessed with whiskey. And so, you know, we put out a new bourbon this year, Four Grain Bourbon. We had a special single barrel series where we finished the Four Grain in different barrels. So our last one, we finished in a cognac barrel, which is one of my favorite barrels we've ever put out. And so that sold out in less than 5 minutes.
What?
So, you know, we had people waiting in line outside for 3 hours to get their hands on it. So, you know, I love our fans. We've got the best fans in the world. People have been asking about honey bourbon all year. So it's exciting to be able to, you know, get that out and get it in people's hands. And it's just such a good, you know, holiday treat.
So this is something they're not going to be able to buy at their favorite liquor store.
Nope. It's only through us, and it's only once a year. And when it's gone, it's gone.
So, all right. DetroitCityDistillery.com/shop, or just DetroitCityDistillery.com. Easy to remember. And you can follow all the links. This is a collectible, I think, the new Detroit City Distillery Honey Bourbon. And like I say, collectible, because the straight bourbon in the cognac casks is gone. And when it's gone, it's gone. Unless we twist your arms and get you to do it again.
Hey, we love it. So, you know, anytime we can, we do it. But it takes a couple years, so... You know, it's making bourbon isn't easy, but somebody's got to do it, and we love it. So, always a pleasure.
I see here you've got, besides the bourbon barrel-aged honey, you've got some Bees in the D signature rocks glasses and some other goodies. It sounds like a lot of fun. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And, you know, we're always being supportive of this great Detroit business. And Detroit City Distillery. Way to go, Michael, and thanks for the bourbon.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
All right, you take care. Michael was coming back from visiting his family in Lansing and stopped by the house, which I really appreciate. But it all happens, available for purchase online, starting at 8 a.m. on Black Friday, November 26th. Enjoy. I'm going to have to open this up and get some tea going while I'm still on the air here.